Tefillah for Life, Shir 543, Monday and Tuesday, Parshas Chukas. The next pasuk in Hoidu, which is actually a pasuk that we also say in Yehi Chavoid, Yismichu Hashamayim V'Sogel Haaretz. This pasuk is talking about La'asad Lavai, when it's going to be revealed, Malchus Hashem in the Bria. And the pasuk says, Yismichu Hashamayim, the Shamayim will be happy, V'Sogel Haaretz, and the land will rejoice. This is talking about when Mashiach comes, when there's a tikkun on the Bria, then there will be'ezer Hashem be simcha in the Shamayim, and there will be rejoicing in the Aretz. V'yoyimru v'agoyim Hashem Malach. And it will be said amongst the nations that the Ribbono Shel Olam has ruled. The Ribbono Shel Olam has ruled over the world. What's the pasuk coming to teach us? We are talking about something that's going to happen, La'asad Lavai. It's not something that's going on right now. So why are we mentioning this now? What's the message that we are referring to by saying that Be'ezah Hashem La'asad Lavai, the Shemayim will be happy, the Aretz will be happy? What's the point of this pasuk? So basically the reason why we mention many times it's going to be La'asad Lavai is in order to give us an understanding that it is not the way it is supposed to be right now. Meaning, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be like this. But we shouldn't get comfortable in the current situation. We should understand that this is not the perfect way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter how many shuls, no matter how many yeshivas, no matter how much chesed, no matter how many mitzvahs we do, it pales in comparison to what we can accomplish when Mashiach comes. There is an element of Hester Panim now. The Ribbono Shel Olam's Shechina is not clear. And therefore our understanding and our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very limited in the current situation. So we discuss what's going to be La'asad Lavai to help us realize where we are heading. To help us understand that the more we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closer we will reach to this Madrega Bez Hashem. And even though now you go outside and let's say it's beautiful weather outside, and it looks to you as if everything's perfect, Yismichu HaShamayim, the Shamayim's happy, and the Aretz is happy, but we have to understand that that's not real Simcha. The real Shleimos, the real perfection that will be La'asad Lavai. And then we should develop a longing for La'asad Lavai. We should develop Tzipisa LeYeshua. So that's one concept in this pasuk. We are describing the perfection and the jubilation that will take place when Mashiach comes. And Be'ezer Hashem, the more we develop these attitudes, that we are not in the perfect place, so to speak. We have opportunities that are much greater to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. We should yearn for those opportunities. The closer we will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's one attitude that we should develop when we say psukim like this.